All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
On the program.
What do we got today, Jennifer, for Rattle for Shrimp?
Riptide. Riptide and Power 96. The free shirters.
No, that was a free shirt, too.
You cannot be talking. You are also a big fan of that. Me and Marcos are representing the station.
Hey, I paid for this.
I'm going to tell you right now, I am a big fan.
I got paid for this.
I just got asked for a free shirt from Galen. He's like, give me a dirty boxing shirt.
Did he? Really? So, you know, he likes to ask for stuff. I don't know if he ever cashes in. Every week he's like, hey, improv, I'm coming this weekend. And he never does.
Well, who gives him the funds?
You should have told him, send your email.
Mm. What is, who is the...
Minute ticket.
Yeah.
We got Steve-O this week.
Steve-O?
Steve-O.
Really?
Yeah, we got Steve-O.
Do we view him as a comedian or an entertainer?
Definitely just an entertainer. He doesn't really even tell jokes. He just shows you...
Does he do stunts?
No, he shows you videos of
stunts. Oh, and you know who did that? Remember, did you go when we went to see, what's that show that comes on True TV?
Impractical
Jokers.
First 48.
Yes.
Yeah, we saw them.
Didn't they break up?
No, one guy left, I think.
Yeah, one guy left. Those guys, actually funny, except for one of them. You know.
Hey, wait.
What's up?
When I said you know the show on True TV.
Yeah, first 48.
And you said what?
First 48.
First 48.
Yeah, it's filmed in Miami. Wow. Is that not filmed in Miami? I got candy.
So.
Yeah, I heard you. You pulled a Leroy with the ASMR snacks.
Oh, what?
You know we got breaks to eat.
But here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
During the break,
tell 'em.
You got to go get the snack.
Uh-huh. It is a haul.
Right.
So you want a vending machine put over here?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Can I just say this?
They should.
Dear Candyman, you got to do something about your selection.
That's fair.
Okay.
I feel like you can put in a request, Leroy. You just have to talk to engineering.
You guys seen that Dubai chocolate that's going on?
Engineering's in charge of the candy,
too? The green chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard.
The green chocolate?
Yeah.
Green pistachio chocolate.
What do you got today, Jennifer, for rats?
Well, for rats, we have... How do we feel about LeBron James playing for the Lakers this season?
Ooh.
Reports are things are getting frosty.
Ooh.
Why?
You know, a lot of thoughts. You know, it's just not good over there. He's kind of annoyed. He's not happy with them. Maybe no extension talks. Saw that they sold for $10 billion. Doesn't like the roster. It's all Luka this, Luka that. You know LeBron James. He likes a passive-aggressive stink.
He does. He does kind of.
And I got to tell you.
The thing is, sometimes you got to be comfortable with the decisions you make. I think at times, LeBron has every right to do things the way he wants to, and he shouldn't worry about what people think. Sometimes he's too conscious or too aware of what people think, and it comes across as passive-aggressive.
It kind of feels like he sees the new kid in school and he goes, oh, they like him better, huh? It's a little like a bombshell coming into Love Island and messing up the chemistry.
Nah, because guess what?
And I gotta
really went through it. He went through the same thing when D-Wade said, hey, you got to be that guy.
And it's different, though.
Why?
Because he's 22 years in and he's LeBron. He's the face of the
league.
So,
but why would he expect anybody to build a team around him?
Because he's LeBron.
You think it just don't matter. It's 40-year-old LeBron.
Some would say LeBron James, you know, next to a shooter, defensive point guard, power forward, like versatile, and a lob threat.
Cool.
Interesting fit.
Look at that.
I'm rats off a ship that LeBron plays in the Lakers this year.
I don't think he is. Like, he won't even start this season?
No, I don't think so.
I'm not rats off a ship.
I don't think so.
I'm not rats
I don't think so. I don't think he's playing on the Lakers this year.
Here's why I can't be rats off a ship.
That's crazy.
I don't think he's playing on the Lakers this year.
I can't be rats off a ship because your intentions, you're trying to build the Heat.
No.
And you're setting up every situation so these players come to the Heat.
Have I thought about?
Is that, like, wait. No, you know what? When LeBron left, come on, dude. Come on.
What?
Don't be.
You know what heals all wounds?
Don't be that. Don't be that.
You know what heals all wounds?
Don't be ooh, that guy.
What does?
Oh, you, Frog Boy. Yes. Time.
Time heals all wounds.
Time heals all wounds.
Time heals all wounds.
You're not Pope Petty for.
I'm not that guy anymore. I'm not that guy anymore. And you know
what?
Guy needs some shooting around. And like, where would you want to develop Bronny?
Oh yeah,
heat system. You can't have him play in L.A. Bronny's not going to develop over there.
Can't do it.
With only you got to send his ass to South Dakota for a few.
That's right.
That's going to make him a pro.
Oh, Sioux Falls?
Mm-hmm.
So you think once LeBron leaves, Bronny goes right after?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Package
follows
deal.
Him?
Will Sweetener.
Package.
There's talks that the Lakers and Heat are talking. Like, they're talking about a Wiggins deal. What if a Wiggins turned into a Wiggins-Rozier and Jaime Hawkins deal for LeBron and Bronny?
Look at that. You know what?
And of course, they got to give us a first round pick back. $52 million. You got to take a
take
something.
First of all,
what?
Come on, dude.
East is wide open.
Come on, dude.
The East wide open.
This is a compound fracture right now.
What do you mean?
Because you just
wow,
like
injury
come on.
Talk.
So
why is it a compound fracture?
Let me get this straight. You are now welcoming LeBron back to the Heat.
I would welcome LeBron back to the Heat.
At the right price.
At the right price. On our terms.
Wow.
On our terms.
This right here.
Lakers don't give him the respect he deserves.
And you would?
Of course. Time heals all wounds. Wiggins gets
not in
back
the Twitter
the
world.
Hey, Twitter world. Rest
that's
in peace.
Called saving receipts.
That's fine. Listen, he'd have some receipts on me, that's for sure.
Think.
But time heals all wounds.
I think I was at the store with you one time when you bought some of those tickets.
I think we'd all be, you know, we'd all acknowledge we were both in the wrong, you know?
Look at that. Time heals
no!
all
wounds. You can't take responsibility for what you did by saying we were both wrong.
I think we know.
Who cares about it? Only worry about yourself. This is a self-help group.
Would you welcome LeBron back?
I never. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so it sounds like we're on the same page.
No. Oh.
Like we're on the same page.
Time.
Except for one small fact.
You walked right into that.
You trashed him when he left.
Deserved.
I did not.
Deserved.
No, it wasn't.
That's because you love Cleveland.
No. That's because a free agent can go wherever the hell he wants.
Only one of us does a show with Jay Crawford. He cried. Buxton.
It's true. Got you there.
Just because you say Boston doesn't mean I'm Boston. That's how he tries to get out of. That's the see
that's
you
exactly
guys.
How it works.
You guys are falling for this, and you fall for it all the time.
What? Interesting how the
you try to get out of your responsibilities in an argument, and you just go Boston, Boston, I got no Boston.
You've
see
been
right. You some of the things you said about LeBron when he left here. I mean, come on.
305 Maniac says, LeBron is in the middle of building a mega mansion in California right now. Well, it sounds like he needs a place to stay for a couple of years while it's getting built.
It's going to take some time if you do it right.
Sounds like a good old retirement home.
Time.
A retirement
home.
By the way, LeBron's going to be with the Lakers next year.
You think so?
Yeah.
Then why all the frostiness?
What do you mean frostiness?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, you read into stuff too much.
Do I?
Yeah.
All right.
You do.
That statement about Rich
Paul. And how about this? You ever notice that there's always something brewing with a player that he wants?
I don't say I want him. I'm just saying I'd welcome him. I'm not like actively recruiting. Just saying if you're looking for a place to go.
And you're going to get him to play for the
wants to play mid-level? Point guard? Wants to play point guard? I know a push. Jennifer, where were your rats? You think LeBron's going to be on the Lakers?
You guys make very compelling arguments, but gotta say, I'm rats off of shit.
Yeah, oh! See? They know what everybody realizes. It's Luka's ship now.
Wow. Listen, I'll be on that. I'm on that ship.
Okay.
He's going to be with the Lakers.
Okay. Huh. Froggy?
Time heals all. And heels hurt to walk in. But what? They go with the bag. That you
so you've heard?
Your lip gloss in. It's a Drizzy Drake line.
Oh, Jesus.
And I say all that to say.
Who's lip glossing?
No.
Something like that. Rats off a ship, dude.
Rats off a ship.
Wow.
He's going to realize how many wrong moves he made. going to the Lakers, getting rid of AD, betraying Drizzy. Those are all the things that he's going to understand. Drizzy. He betrayed
him. Why do you continue?
You know he has like Kendrick Lamar toots from 2012, right?
He betrayed him.
Okay.
Betrayed him.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, Leroy, this one's for you. How do you feel about fat shaming? Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
All right.
Meanwhile, vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm going to say it. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button.
Okay.
He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something.
Wow!
Yeah, I'm sure he's worked out and strengthened his arm, and he's done all kinds of different things, quarterback
Jesus.
Things. But there's no training to this man. I don't understand it. He's not a kid anymore.
He's got more?
You can't just run through your NFL career eating Taco Bell all the time. And door dashing, fried chicken, which he loves.
Jesus.
That one place over in how long Leewood is this? Where he gets it all the time.
It's getting oddly specific.
It's time, dude. It's time. And this going to camp and getting in shape is like 1970s baseball. Nobody does that anymore. That's not how it works at the highest level. But it is the start, and it is time, and I can't believe he was on vacation with his family, and he's
can we pull up a picture of him?
I can report. If you haven't seen the picture, I'm just reporting to you right now. He's done nothing but eat and drink this offseason.
I'm going to tell you this.
I need you to know that is a Kansas City radio host.
Like, you want to talk about ingrate?
Wow.
He won three Super Bowls.
He
won three Super Bowls, and this guy, he lost one to a great team. Who is this guy?
Kevin Kitzman. I think.
Ooh. Can we just see a picture of him?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, before I pass. now, can I say this? Being in shape is not a matter of how you look. Because I know some guys that work their tail off and they just never look like they have muscles. It doesn't mean that they were out of shape. Right? That could be.
Also, though, like, you should get a couple pounds for every ring.
Right. Wait. No. Oh, we had that rule.
Did you?
Bill Belichick would give us a pound to win.
Really?
Yeah, after like a certain period of time.
Good God.
Wow.
I got eyes on our boy.
On our boy. He better have a muscle shirt on, and he better be.
I also don't even think Patrick Mahomes looks that bad.
No, he better be bodied by Jake.
So he did mention, though, that, you know, obviously he's older. So.
I don't care.
Damage
is
done.
But you know what? Leroy's older, and Leroy looks great.
I don't care. Him?
That's the one.
He got a dead body, too.
Well.
And you weigh a lot less.
Yeah.
This is the guy who thinks with that body, he has the right to tell a three-time Super Bowl winning champion quarterback if he's in shape or out of shape. He's the guy.
TMZ.com says that Patrick Mahomes' trainer went Khabib on him and went on a rant on X that said, "Send me your location."
Wow. Right. Wow. Like, here, we all have these guys. You all have friends, right, who look like they're out of shape, and you go do something athletic, and they can run and jump all day. Like, how your body – this guy here – is saying because Patrick Mahomes plays football, he should look a certain way. His body should look a certain way. And this clown has determined what that look should be. No!
But again.
And he's won three Super Bowls. Let's not forget that. In your town. This is not Skip Bayless throwing a hand grenade in a room and getting out. You're in the house.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
He went on for like 2 minutes.
Wait, who would that be equivalent to?
It would be if like somebody fat shaming Dwayne Wade in like the middle of the
Big Three,
or even like after the Big Three, and being like, D Wade, you know, like Pat Riley said, less pancakes. Like, I have three rings.
Right.
I did some research on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he has a bit of a history with this Chiefs team.
Oh, yeah?
There's an article here from 2019 that he actually was taken off air indefinitely after comments about Andy Reid's family.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's he's one of those guys.
Look, I have heard that the Kansas City Chiefs, like, you know, there is like when you're on a radio show, like, or you're on a radio station. Yeah, some teams are more sensitive about it. I've heard Kansas City Chiefs are very, very, like, sensitive about what is said on their flagship stations.
But guess what? They just won three Super Bowls. They can be that way.
He's flat.
Right, like.
You guys just, why do you have to complain about something so minimal?
Patrick, put down fried chicken.
If you want to make a stink.
Interesting choice there.
Right. Fried chicken.
Interesting choice there.
Like, wow. What about, like.
Would have been safe if he would have just gone Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough.
At Taco Bell.
But I don't.
How long was that audio? Because he.
I don't understand when. Is it good enough, right? The guy's won three Super Bowls.
I was
right. Right? He's worth every penny they pay him. Mm-hmm. He's never done anything wrong. He's handled himself like a pro. And when is enough enough? When can you just sit back and appreciate what he's done, right? And I would also say this. When it's time for that guy to play, whether he's fat, whether you think he's fat or not, whether he's banged up, whether he's hurt or whatever, that's the one guy on that team you can depend on.
I hate it.
And you trash him?
He's an embarrassment.
Right.
Tua doesn't even have three rings, and I like when he's fat. Doesn't run.
That's like.
You're going to love him this year.
Wow. Let me tell you something.
Hmm?
If I was Patrick Mahomes and I won three championships, and I got that big contract, I would send a whole truckload of fried chicken to this man's house.
That's a good prank.
You can.
That's a great prank.
It's a waste of chicken, though.
It's a waste of chicken, and...
Nah, I'll take some chicken.
It might be a win on his part, too.
It's going to be like at the end of Dodgeball.
Yeah.
This guy's going to be sat on his couch.
I could have been...
Maybe send a whole truckload of the bones of the fried chicken.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
that's
like
better.
so
you like, would like the birds looking more murdered.
Isn't this too much? Like, isn't it too much?
It's way too much.
It's way too much. He crossed the line.
Right.
That being said,
but why?
What's
in there? It's not like it's down here.
Right.
Where they haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. It's not like it's with the Jets where they've been dysfunctional for however long.
No, look, we've even questioned. People were like, oh, is Tua partying too much this offseason?
Yes. The answer is yes.
What? You don't know that.
No, it was yes.
But yeah. Tua hasn't won. Like,
let's right.
There's not a finish line.
Yes.
You know? Like, Patrick Mahomes is like, if Patrick Mahomes doesn't do, he can go 0-17 this year, and the guy will have statues and roads and everything named after him in Kansas City.
Right. But, like, it's.
That
it's
being
like,
said.
It's almost. You know what? That sounds like a guy
mm-hmm.
who's jealous of what somebody else has. And so he's going to pick at it. Like, you know what? Like you say,
I'm rats off
not
a ship.
That cute.
I'm rats off a ship on fat shaming Patrick Mahomes. But that being said.
Rats off a ship.
He got a dad bod.
Is it worse than fat shaming a mannequin?
People want to know.
People want to know.
People want to know?
People want to know.
People want to know.
People want to know.
People want to know.
You know,
Mahomes didn't win three Super Bowls in a row. He's out of shape. It's like
Fat Trick.
How
Mahomes.
Many straight Super Bowls has he been to?
Four.
How many AFC championships has he ever?
Seven.
He's never made the AFC championship.
Right. Just think about what you're saying. Who you're saying this about? Let's talk about all the injuries they had on offense and still won championships.
Crazy.
Like, yeah, man.
So he rats off a ship?
Off a ship here.
Yeah, that guy's a clown.
Froggy?
Was it five Super Bowls? Has he been part of five Super Bowls?
Won three and lost two. He lost to Brady, and he just lost to Hurts. The Eagles.
Yep.
Hurts.
Can't keep track.
And is it five straight? No, because Cincinnati went 1 year.
Oh, okay. All right, anyway, I apologize. Am I rats off a ship on fat shaming? No, man. Lose some weight.
Wow. Marcos, we went down to the machine and you were breathing heavy walking back. You think you should be telling
people
that?
You can't do that. No, you can't crawl down a fat shame and then you fat shame him for a walk.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
And it was.
I don't want. He can't tell somebody they're out of shape, get in shape.
It was a brisk
pace. You were wheezing.
It was a brisk pace I was going.
No, you weren't.
You can admit it was lunges more than a bit of,
no,
it
wasn't,
bit of a walk.
Because you were nervous that you were going to drop those little bitty candies you were eating.
Why do they make them so small?
We got to take a break. Back after this.